Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
One of those areas that the SOAR Initiative has identified as a regional asset and potential job creator is tourism, arts, and heritage. And a report commissioned by the Kentucky Arts Council found that the creative economy, meaning the visual and performing arts, design, and media, directly employs some 60,000 people in Kentucky, more than both auto and aircraft manufacturing. Earlier this spring, Jane Chu, chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, visited several Eastern Kentucky cultural organizations, including this one. WMMT's Mimi Pickering reports.
Over the past couple years, the National Endowment for the Arts has made significant investments in arts projects in Knott, Perry, Letcher, and Harlan counties that explore the region's history and culture and provide training for the next generation of artists and musicians. Arts leaders felt honored this spring when National Endowment for the Arts Chairman Jane Chu, who grew up in rural Arkansas, made a visit to East Kentucky to see firsthand the rewards of investing in art and culture. Her first stop was the Appalachian Artisan Center in Hindman, where the classically trained Chu got a quick lesson in playing the dulcimer. She then traveled on to Apple Shop in Whitesburg, where she spoke to WMMT about the importance of the arts and the role that NEA wants to play.
The National Endowment for the Arts is the only national arts funder that needs to think about all Americans being engaged in the arts and having that opportunity. So with that mindset, we pay close attention to making sure that communities of all shapes and sizes get to have opportunities that participate in the arts. At the heart of all of it is that all Americans have the opportunity to understand that the arts are infusing our everyday lives in so many ways. We appreciate beauty for beauty's sake, and we appreciate what the arts do to help us understand other subjects that might not even be related to the arts. We appreciate the fact that they help transform us individually and bring together communities. And so the more we understand that the arts are not by themselves, they're not often a silo, they're not often a corner, but they belong to all of us, and we can celebrate that creativity, I think we're moving toward success.
After touring Apple Shop and hearing from staff and students in the Appalachian Media Institute and WMMT's traditional music project, Ms. Chu took part in a roundtable discussion with arts leaders from the River Arts Greenway Project in Hazard, with Higher Ground and It's Good to Be Young in the Mountains Conference, and A City Built on Coal, a collaboration between Apple Shop and Jenkins that will create a multimedia celebration of that city's heritage. Chairman Chu spoke about how these efforts were examples of what the arts can do to revitalize communities.
When you have economic development as a result of the arts, it's because people have recognized in the community how the arts can help that community become distinctive. There's characteristics that are so special about Eastern Kentucky, and the towns that are recognizing that, they're thinking of ideas and they're staying with their authentic roots and their heritage that have allowed them to celebrate those traditions over generations, and they can do that through arts. And so when you start seeing these arts projects that bring people together, and especially it's so satisfying to see arts projects where people who typically may not work together in other settings come together around an arts-based project. It may be utility companies and hospitals and worship houses, and yet they come together around an arts-based project and they celebrate that, and then likely they'll continue to work together more. And so that's how the arts can bring community vitality together and then provide jobs, tourism, and pretty soon there's an economic vitality to it. Certainly we've seen that in Eastern Kentucky. They're doing a great job on that.
We asked Chairman Jane Chu what she would take back with her from her visit, in addition to the handmade dulcimer she ordered from the Hindman Dulcimer Project.
Not to mention already the absolute beauty of the landscape and the country, the deepest and most heartfelt impression I will take back is the authenticity and the honoring of those long-established traditions that really represent Eastern Kentucky. We can celebrate that through the arts.
NEA Chairman Jane Chu's tour was organized with help from the Kentucky Arts Council, which receives federal and state funding to support artists and the creative economy throughout the state. This is Mimi Pickering reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.